And there's Monday here. Yeah. Okay. Good morning, everybody. So we've been looking at the halacha of making a bracha on reah, on good smell. The last thing we touched on was the halacha of a bracha on good smelling fruit, as an often reah soap by payros. And just quickly summarize those dinim and we'll move on. That the halacha is you generally only make a bracha on something which is oymeid for reah, and therefore when it comes to fruit, you'll only be making this bracha when one takes it in one's hand with intent to smell it, where the grasping it with intent to smell is a form of designation lereah. By taking it to smell, one designates it for the purpose of smell, and then you'll make the bracha. Now that's not only where you grasp it solely to smell, also if you grasp it to eat and also to smell. That's a good enough designation to smell. You take it to eat and also to smell. Then you'll make two brachas. When you smell it, you'll make a shandosan rea sofa peris. When you eat it, very priyaris. Let's just speak about one final detail which we didn't speak about yet. Which bracha will you make first? Here you have these two brachas that you're going to make on this one fruit. You've got this amazing smelling fruit. Let's say it's an apple from Gan Eden. Yeah. It's got an amazing smell. You're going to make on it a shanas mirea tova peiros. You grasp it to smell it and to eat it. Oh, smell. It is smell first. And let's just distinguish between two slightly different cases.
Because we've got one. Eating and smelling.
If you have two different items in front of you, one that you're going to eat and one which you're going to smell, then the halacha on eating, the bracha on eating is first. Because that's considered more of a choshevah halacha, and we go first for the eating and afterwards for the smell. But when you have one item on which you're going to make two both brachas, then we make, this is logical, then we make ashenos mirasoy vaperis first, the bracha on the smell first. Why? Because when you grasp that one item, the first halacha that comes to you is the smell. It will come to you right away, almost automatically. Whereas you've got a different story.
Because back of course you'll be finished eating it before
you actually
turn it. But it's kind of after
you eat.
For sure, after you eat it is not the smell. That's another positive. But that's not. We could have posited that maybe after you take a bite, you could make the bracha on the.
Very small piece.
That's a very small piece. Very small. It's a different thing.
Go on.
Yeah. Then for certain. Our kiddush comes even in a case where you could theoretically do it the other way around. Could make both priyos first, take a bite, and there'll still be a whole big apple left, and you'll make up another set of pits. Even then, you also make the bracha on reah first. The svara being that the hanah of reah will obviously reach you first, because that's the derech. The hanah of reah comes automatically to the nostrils, and therefore that bracha will be first.
Okay.
Okay. Not everything always has to.
Because you, I imagine you always smell before you drink.
Okay. Then we spoke about that the other time.
He just wants.
The government just likes to connect the shear to whiskey. That's the main point. Everything should always have some connection to whiskey. It's very important. Yeah. And so now let's move on to some other brachas on reah. There are some other brachas on smell. Two other specific brachas besides for the general bracha of Borei Minei Besomim, there are two other specific brachas. There's Borei Atzei Besomim and Borei Itzei Besomim. Now, when do we make these two different brachas? Borei Atzei Besomim, so that bracha is made on any item which is coming from a tree. Borei Atzei Besomim, like we have Borei Pri Ha'etz, Borei Atzei Besomim, that's what Shmuel who created good smelling trees. So it doesn't have to mean, like one might at first think, this is what I want to make clear. It doesn't have to mean a good smelling piece of wood, like it's, well, one might read it. Borei Atzei Besomim. That's not what it means. Borei Atzei Besomim, one who created good smelling trees. And then, well, not only the wood of the tree that has a good smell, any item produced by the tree will all have this bracha bore atzei besomim.
Dafke tzvi or like rose.
Okay, so we'll have to define more precisely what a halacha is called a tree. You're right, very important.
If only does it grow after a cut, it's only not me.
No, it came from a tree. It doesn't have to be growing in the ground now.
Okay, so right now
anything that its source is in a tree. Oh, well, come to Havdalah. Havdalah is a special thing on its own. You're right. Havdalah, we always make Bari Minah B'Samim, and we never make any of these specific brachas. Whatever we make the Bari Minah B'Samim on, I think the Sfarim have a different minah, that's definitely the minah of B'nai Ashkenaz. Okay, good. But Havdalah, different parasha. So anything which is coming from a tree will have Bari Atse B'Samim, and all other plant life which isn't a tree will be left with the bracha of Bore Itzvei B'Samim. That's basically these two categories.
Practically, if you look at it, I don't know what it may be because
if
you work in the farm business, but there's very few things that you send Itzvei B'Samim today. If you try and think of this, mint, and maybe lemongrass. But after that, you will go far to find things that are Israel
summers. All herbs.
And flowers, what about flowers? If you have good smelling flowers that don't grow on the bush, flowers that. Well, they don't much smell really, but flowers that have good smell.
I don't know if all the herbs necessarily have smell. But another look at this, practically, you don't find too many Israel summers around.
Yeah.
All the flowers that grow on these trees, they come up as Atsei B'Samim.
If they grow on a tree, then that's Atsei B'Samim. Only if they grow
very low.
Low on the ground, not on a tree. Okay, so let's learn these two sefer here in Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, and then we'll define a little more closely what actually is halakhically considered a tree, which is very important for this, for these halakhs. Let's have a look, Sif Gimel and Sif Dalet. If the item producing the rea is a tree, or anything which comes from the tree. Right, but an esrog is a fruit. So this is all excepting, with the exception of items that are fitting to eat, where we have the previous bracha, Ashnot and Rakhtov of Pates. Then the Vari Fori Atsi Besom, Veloche. Therefore, Al Hahadas, Va'al Verit, if one takes hold of Hadasim, to smell them, for al verit, or one takes a rose, shekerin sheshal, for al halavoyna, another good smelling item called lavoyna, for kayetzvahem, mevorachim borei atzei besomim, or mix on them, borei atzei besomim. So these items all come from a tree. So although the source of the good smell is not the wood of the tree, that doesn't matter, they come, their source is in a tree, one makes on them borei atzei besomim. Now, the kinum de ikroi ene la achila, since the main designation of these items is not for eating, ela la haria, rather to smell, lo yohavi pri, it is not a fruit. Because the Shulchan Aruch stresses this in this line, the other place can also point this out, that there are some people who take roses and use them la achila in various forms after sugaring them, whatever else they do, I'm not sure exactly. Okay.
Very popular preservative.
Okay, so they can be used in food.
Correct.
It can be used in food. Nevertheless, we do not give roses the bracha of Ashenos and Reach Toiv Baperis like we give to other edible items, because their name designation is not for that. As like a sort of side use one can make of them, it's not considered to be the main use. And therefore, they'll only have this bracha, Boirei Atzei B'Samim. Let's add another nukuda here, that furthermore, all items created from a tree will also have this bracha bore atzei b'samim. So for example, mentioned in Shulchan Aruch, we have something called mayberet, rose water, which is created by cooking or soaking the roses in water, and they give up a good smell. Their bracha also is Boire Atzei B'Samim, even though the roses are not there anymore. The bracha is Boire Atzei B'Samim. Yeah.
Because with Achilas, when she got some blessing,
right, very interesting.
She defaults to the base bracha. Here you don't default to the
base bracha. Yes, the Poskim even point that out, and they say that Birkas Harea is different than Birkas. Here, let's try and find it. It's in the Mishnah Berurah here. It actually raises mamash this nekuda that you brought up, that it's different than cooking of fruit and vegetable, where at least according to some shittas and some circumstances, it loses its original bracha. Here, the original bracha is maintained, and as its bracha will be very after the sun. Let's just add that I don't know about rose water nowadays. You have to know each min, the metzias of the thing in front of you, whether it is truly only rose water, or maybe I saw in some story that there might be added things to make the smell better, stronger. Yes, no, I don't know. So you have to know whether that's really what it is, or whether it's got added items, and maybe it's very minute or something. Okay. Continues the kitza, al pilpilin v'al zangvil, other strong smelling items like pepper and ginger, yesh onrim de mevorkin, v'yesh onrim de ein mevorkin. Some say there's no bracha. Al kein ein la'oriach bohem, therefore one should avoid smelling them. It's not written clearly in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch or in other poskim who mention this discussion, what exactly is the reason why these things shouldn't have a bracha, but I understood from one particular sefer, the Torah Shabbos, that the reason is that these things, they do have a smell, they have quite a smell, but it's not the sort of smell that people normally smell for enjoyment. It's the sort of smell that knocks you out. It's a strong.
Its main purpose is for eating, it's not for smelling.
Okay, that's something else. If you could maybe discuss that maybe it should be Hashem Nosn Rev Tov Bapiris if you take it to smell. Yeah. Like taking hold of an estrog or a lemon to smell. But the Tav seems to be more, it's not defined as the type of smell on which one makes a bracha, because it's not a pleasant smell, it's the sort of smell that it just knocks you out. Okay, so you've done it. So now, all other plant life, al eitzev v'yerek, things that are herbs and vegetables, things that don't grow on the tree, mevorkin v'yerek itzvei v'samin, one makes v'yerek itzvei v'samin. Sweet-smelling herbs. Now, v'atzimen leida, mahu eitz u'mahu yerek. How do we define whether what's in front of us is a tree or not a tree? So we need the following simoni. Kol sha'a giv oil hu kosher. If we have a strong central stalk, kegivul shel pishton, as strong as the stalk in the linen plant, umizkayim mishana l'shana, and not only it has a strong central stalk, that's not enough, it needs to be that central stalk lasts from year to year, not that you need to replant it each year. Umotzi alin, and then from the central stalk it produces leaves, zehu eitz. Those are the simonim of a tree. They are the same simonim that I mentioned regarding defining v'yo pri ha'eitz and v'yo pri ha'adama. What defines a tree? It's these three signs. It has a central, hard, solid stalk. It lasts mishana l'shana, and it produces leaves. For oisam sha'giv oil la'oilam rach, but those which always had a soft, pliable stalk, havi isvei besamin. Those are isvei besamin, not atzei besamin, because you cannot define them as a tree, even if they last mishana l'shana. So the most classic example of this is what Roberta mentioned a minute ago, is mint. Mint, I believe, does last from year to year, if you manage to look after it and it doesn't die, then it should last, but it doesn't have a strong central stalk. Even if it does have, it's a very spindly, soft type of plant, and therefore the minhag is to make on it very isvei b'samim, not very atzei b'samim, although it does last from year to year, because the bottom line is we only make the bracha very atzei b'samim when we have these three tanoim. It is solid, lasts from year to year, and produces leaves from central stalk. Okay, we'll stop it for today. Wish everybody a good chance.